Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music can only mean one thing, that I am out of breath, and my guest is not because she's a very healthy person. But our friends from the YMCA are here, and we always love it when we get to hear about all the good things going on at the Y. We want to welcome, as we always do, Tracy Spinks. She is the Forever Well coordinator for the Hastings Y, and she's got lots of great news. But before we go any further, you have a new boss. How's it going?
Really great. Josh Schoaf is our new executive, and he just started a few weeks ago, so he's still getting acclimated and meeting everyone. I've invited him to some of my fitness classes
nice.
To say hello to members.
Does he actually participate?
I have not seen him participate. I don't know what his workout routine is, but he is an avid sports person and a coach. And so those are some things that he's going to contribute to our local facility as well as fundraising. Those are some things that he's experienced with. Yeah.
Well, how great. So, Tracy, you invited him to come with you next month to our KDWA interview. So thank you. That'll be really fun. But I'm curious to know, what is his background? Was he a Y member already? Was he in the Y world?
He worked at Hope Field House in Rosemount. And so that was a nonprofit organization, a place for youth and fitness type things. So that is something they built from the ground up over there. They literally started with getting the funds to do it and then building the facility and then continuing to staff it and that type of thing. So, and then he does coaching for football type of things, both on the high school, college levels.
So, nice.
And refereeing. So those are some of his passions. And he's got a family, and I should probably let him tell you all those fun
facts.
Well,
I'm excited to meet him. Thank you. That'll be really fun. And it's great that you have somebody new as the executive director. So we wish Josh very well, and we're anxious to meet him as well.
Very much so.
Summer is here. Tell us about the Y during summer. Is it just so fun to be able to be inside? But then I know you do a lot of things outside.
Yes, I do. And I was able to participate as a facilitator of one of our Unlockets.
Oh, my gosh. Was this the Lebanon Hills one?
Yes.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Yes, it was amazing. And little did we know, there was road construction right outside of Lebanon Hills Regional Park. So folks had a little bit of difficulty following Google Maps to get there. But once they arrived,
that's part of solving the puzzle, though,
right? It is, yeah. Just following a map. And it is a map that you follow through the park, which is kind of fun.
So tell them it was all part of the big plan.
Yes, exactly. But it's really an adventure that's fun. It's a scavenger hunt of sorts where you read clues on the map and you have to follow a map and stop at different points on these walking trails and then solve whatever the clue is given to you. So, for example, it might say, look up at this certain point on your walk. And what is the type of trees that you see mainly in this area? And it'll give you three choices, like birch, pine, or aspen. And then you have to figure out which one and write it in the blank. And then there's key letters circled throughout the puzzle. And then there's, you know, a final word that you have to unscramble at the end. So it's really fun.
How long does this take? Can you go at your own pace, of course?
You can, yeah. I would say, depending on how much you want to stop and take pictures and enjoy nature, the walks are about an hour, unless you're a really fast walker. But we were just talking on the way and getting to know the people that came on the walks.
So as a facilitator, what were your duties?
To greet people, hand out the maps. We had Caribou Coffee there.
Nice.
So Caribou has been donating that for our Forever Well folks that come, and we do this three times a month on Wednesday mornings at various parks, and there are three of them in August as well, and all that information is in our newsletters as well as on our YMCA of the North website, so you can find all that information.
And these events are free.
Yes. Yeah, and you don't have to sign up. You don't have to register. Just show up. We're there between 10 and noon. Coffee will be there a half hour beforehand. So if you want to sit and visit and have a little cup of coffee, you can do that before the walk. We also gave some maps out to some other folks that were there who didn't know anything about it. There was a family with a child.
And I bet they loved it.
Oh, yes. The father stopped and asked me for our website. They're unfamiliar with the Y, and they said this was an exciting time because usually when they take their son out on walks, nature walks, he's not super interested or excited. But this scavenger hunt was so much fun, and he wanted to do more of them. And the Y has several of them on our website that you can do anytime. You don't have to do them with the Forever Well group. So, yeah, they just have you enter your email, and then they send you a link for the map, and you can do it right off your phone if you want.
Well, Tracy, how fun.
It is. It's very fun.
So, again, give the website, please, for people to perhaps look at, and they can get some of this information.
Yeah, so it's the ymcanorth.org/unlockit, and that should take you right to the page of that event. And then you can kind of just read the directions on how to get the map on your phone and directions to different parks in the metro area. So
nice. And there's still three left for the month
for the Forever Well
great.
Folks. Yeah, there is. We also have some great activities planned for the month. While we still have summer left, our outdoor walking group is coming up in another week or so.
And what does that look like, please?
We go to various walking trails around the Hastings area. Last month, we actually went to Prescott and walked towards Hastings the downtown. So the Point Douglas Trail. We go out about 30 minutes and then turn around and walk back.
How far did you get in those 30 minutes?
I don't track it, actually. Because sometimes, you know, we're walking slower because we're visiting, and we want to be respectful to everyone's pace. Some folks like to walk faster, some like to walk slower. And so I will walk with whoever's in the back of the train, and it's an opportunity to build relationships and get to know people. And I really value that from the times that we have together. So that's... That's kind of fun. Yeah.
That's a beautiful path, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. And there's a lot of shade on that path
yes.
with all the trees. And then we do a luncheon afterwards, which is optional for people. We actually went to Flanders in Prescott. So that was really fun. I hadn't been there in a long time. So the one coming
patio.
Up, yeah, this month we're going to go on the Mississippi River Trail, meet down at the Levee Park, and walk towards the Lock and Dam and back. So that's Thursday, August 11th. We're going to be doing that. And then we'll meet for lunch in downtown Hastings. So that will be fun.
And how do people sign up for something like that?
We have a bulletin board at the YMCA in the hallway right by our pool, and it says Forever Well on it. So folks can just write their name down or call us, and we can jot your name down. That way I know who to look for when we get to those locations or how many people are coming. So,
and Tracy, is this something that is open to people that aren't Y members?
You know, the walks are pretty much open to anybody. People
okay.
can bring spouses or friends along if they'd like. To go to the Y, you would have to have a guest pass.
Oh, of course, right.
So that would be recommended. But outdoor activities like that, you could definitely bring a friend. And what a great way to introduce people to all the things that the Y has to offer. I'm always looking for ways to show people that we're much more than just a building and a place, that we're community and we are friendship-based, and it's just a great way to connect with other people who have similar interests. So
I agree, and I think walking is a perfect way to get to know somebody, and then sitting down with them and having a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
How fun.
Yeah.
You are building community.
Absolutely.
And those were things that you couldn't do the last couple of years.
Right.
So how wonderful that you're being able to get out, and yeah. I bet people have really missed that.
Absolutely. And we're encouraging people for the month of August, too, to prosper their potential. That's kind of our theme for the month of August.
It's a very fancy title.
Yeah.
I'm going to prosper my potential also.
We had a camp theme for this summer with curiosity being the C and the word camp.
Okay.
Adventure is the A. M is movement, and then P is our potential. So what are we able to do? What's our potential? And maybe trying something new to change our workouts or our activity levels. So we're just ending that CAMP acronym of camp for the summer with our prospering our potential, which, you know, motivates people to try something different or invite a friend to come try the Y, or maybe try an activity that's not necessarily fitness. Maybe it's the arts and craft group or the games group, or maybe stretching instead of necessarily doing cardio. You know, everyone is very focused. Not everyone. A lot of people are focused on the cardio, but the strength and flexibility are also important for our bodies. Especially as we age, we need an overall fitness routine that will help us continue to live independently as we age.
And it really is just about movement, isn't it? You are mm-hmm. encouraging people to move.
Yes.
Any which way.
Yeah. We're going to be offering Building a Better Balance class starting this fall as well. It's a 7-week course, and that will focus on overall body movement and strength so that we can do everyday living skills, reaching up into a cabinet high, stooping down to pick something up, improving our walking gait and our balance, so reducing our risk of falls. So that will be a really good course as well. It's a small group training, so it's fee-based, and it's a small class size, so the instructor will be able to work on a smaller scale with people more individually so that we meet their needs and we can start building improvements for them personally. So that will be great to have this fall, and that registration opens up August 16th. So that's really exciting to bring that back as well.
And that is important, as you said, so that we can help avoid falls, because falls really are the number one injury, isn't it, that seniors have? And then that becomes a spiral into other health issues?
Yeah, I think falls, once someone has a fall too, then there's a fear of even trying things. It puts us back 10 steps sometimes, and then we don't want to proceed doing things because it is a risk, and we don't want to have to live our lives worrying about risks all the time. Everyday things that we enjoy doing, we should be able to continue doing them. We just need to make sure that our bodies are strong enough to do those activities and take care of ourselves or build that strength back after we do have a fall so that we can continue doing those things independently. So
this class is going to, as you called it, build. So every week we're going to learn something new about how we can stay healthy.
Yes. It always starts out with an assessment so we can see where folks are at, and then they will be able to see by the end of the 7-week course what changes have made, because we'll do that same assessment again and kind of look at, well, look at your 5 seconds longer standing on one foot, you know, things like that. I think when we can measure our progress, it makes us feel really successful.
Right.
So those are things that are important when you go through taking the time to attend something like that. You appreciate, you know, the thought that's put into those courses and the work that you have to do when you see the results. And I think result-based things really make us feel like it's worthwhile.
So again, people can register at ymcanorth.org.
Correct.
Love it. What else?
Yeah. So our arts and craft group this month, we're going to be painting some glasses, wine glasses, beer mug, or coffee mugs.
Paint can stay on those? You know, you have the right kind of paint?
We do. We have an acrylic enamel-based glass paint. So I will provide like a wine glass, but folks are certainly welcome to bring something of their choice if that's not something they're interested in painting. So that is going to be a lot of fun. I have a lot of ideas that I have printed out for folks to do. It doesn't have to be perfect. Again, it's about that fellowship time, getting together, and all levels. You don't have to be an artist to paint on a glass or paint on anything. It's just using your own creativity to make something fun.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then towards the end of the month, we're doing some yard games and picnic lunch. We just finished one of these gatherings last week. It was very fun. We had some cornhole, beanbag toss, some bocce ball, and then a light picnic lunch that we provided for folks. So that was really fun to actually have a social picnic event outside.
Absolutely, an organized fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And to see people engaged in those outdoor activities, you know, it's hard when we haven't gathered with enough people to actually play games like that. So that was really entertaining as well. So a lot of fun. We're still doing our usual classes, our group exercise classes as always. And we're looking at celebrating our 15-year anniversary of our YMCA building.
What?
That's in September. So in October, we're doing an event for the whole month, part of our fundraising for the year, as well as celebrating our building being in Hastings for 15 years. So be on the lookout for that stuff coming out in the next month. We'll be advertising that around town. And Josh will bring more information in September as well as to some of those events that we'll be having for that whole month of October. And it's going to be really fun.
Tracy, have you been with the Y in Hastings for the full 15 years?
I have.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. It's a great place to work, to grow, to experience the community, and see my kids as well. My kids work at the YMCA camp in Rosemount. So they started out in the daycare when I would exercise or work, and they went to the youth nights and they did t-ball, and here are their camp counselors now. So it's really exciting to see your whole family go through and appreciate how much the Y does for our community.
And that's really what the Y is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wow, that is fabulous. Well, I can't wait to learn more about that. So good to see you. Thanks for coming in today. Tracy Spink, she is the Forever Well coordinator for the Hastings YMCA. And do visit them online at ymcanorth.org to get additional information on some of the things that Tracy talked about. But always something good going on. If you want to try the Y out, they have guest passes, so just pop your head in and say, I think I would like to see what's new here at the Y, and I want to learn more. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.